Sport on RTÉ Radio 1 with the Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
Time once again for Damien O'Mara.
Mary, good morning to you again. It's Gaelic Games to begin, where the lineup for the semi-finals of this year's All-Ireland Senior Football Championship have been finalised, with the four provincial champions all still in contention for the title. Galway and Kerry advanced after yesterday's quarter-finals at Croke Park. Galway, after winning the first ever penalty shootout in championship football to be held at the stadium. They beat Armagh in what arguably was the game of the championship so far. It would look like they were going to run out comfortable winners. They led by 6 points in stoppage time, with Armagh down to 14 men following the sending off of Greg McCabe. However, two late goals and the levelling point from Rian O'Neill took the game to extra time. As we'll hear more about shortly on the programme, the match was overshadowed by a mass brawl which broke out as both sides made their way towards the Cusickstown tunnel at the end of regulation time. Galway's Damien Comer was the victim of what appeared to be an incident of eye gouging. Armagh's Aidan Nugent and Galway's Sean Kelly then sent off before the start of extra time, when in truth it could have been any one of a host of players. The sides were still level after extra time. Galway 2-21, Armagh 3-18, and so the match went to penalties, with Matthew Tierney standing up to score the winning penalty. However, the Galway manager Pádraig Joyce uncomfortable with his side winning by that means.
Matthew Tierney now.
Tierney ready to kick and score, and Galway have won on a penalty shootout. The first penalty shootout at Croke Park in the All-Ireland Series.
My heart goes out to Armagh. It's a horrible way to lose it, but again, I think that's something that it's not the fault of the Armagh players. I think it's the fault of the GAA this condensed season. I don't know why. It's beggar's belief how we couldn't go and play a replay again next weekend. I know that might sound like it's simple for me to say because we won the game, but like that was my overriding feeling full time. Like, it's no matter what team lost it, it's no way to lose it and lose a championship match. We're not soccer. We're GAA, and to me, it's disgraceful that had to happen.
So Galway will now face Derry on Saturday week. Kerry and Dublin will meet the following afternoon. Kerry ran out 1-18 to 13 points winners over Mayo yesterday. David Clifford with their goal. However, the Kerry manager Jack O'Connor looking for much more improvement from his players.
A bit rusty, to be honest with you, Damien, particularly in the first half. And we felt coming into the game it was going to take, you know, a good portion of the game for us to get up to the pace of it. Mayo have played two games while we've been sitting waiting. So happy enough with the second half. We were a bit more controlled. We weren't giving the ball away as much. And I really don't think we helped ourselves in the first half. We gave away a lot of ball to Mayo, and that's their game, counter-attacking, and they put us on the back foot. So just happy to get through the game and delighted we got a great battle for Mayo.
A word on the prospect now of facing Dublin.
Look, it's going to be a huge, huge battle. Obviously, you know, the Dubs are going very well. They're the form team in the championship so far. And it's going to be a huge battle, but it's the one that we kind of pencil in the calendar all the year. This is the one that the boys are waiting for, you know, since 2019. So, you know, we'll give it everything and, you know, hopefully come out the right side.
Elsewhere in sport, both the Irish and New Zealand rugby camps have been hit by COVID-19 ahead of the first test between the sides this Saturday. The New Zealand head coach Ian Foster, his assistants John Plumtree and Scott McLeod, as well as centres David Havili and Jack Goodhue, have all tested positive for the virus. The former Irish head coach Joe Schmidt, who was set to take up a position as an All Black selector after this tour, has now been called in to help the side with their preparations for that extra bit of spice ahead of the weekend. The Irish winger Mac Hansen is also isolating after testing positive for the virus. Ian Henderson and Rob Herring are injury concerns. The Munster hooker Niall Scannell has been called up by Andy Farrell. Ireland will play the New Zealand Maoris in the first of five games on the tour this Wednesday. Saturday's test will be live on 2FM. Pádraig Harrington last night won his first senior major with a one-shot win over Steve Stricker at the US Senior Open. Harrington had carried a five-shot lead into the final round. He shot a 1-over par 72 yesterday. Stricker shot the round of the day a 6-under par 65 to propel himself into contention. Harrington, however, held on for victory at 10-under. A touch of revenge between last year's Ryder Cup captains. Stephanie Meadow secured a top 10 finish at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, the third major of the year. Inji Chun won by one shot at 5-under par. Stephanie Meadow, as mentioned, finished level par overall, tied for 10th place. She took home a cheque for $156,000, more than doubling her earnings for the year to date. Leona Maguire ended the weekend back on 9-over in a tie for 54th place. While at 19 under par, Xander Schauffele was a two-shot winner at the PGA Tour's Travelers Championship. Rory McIlroy finished back on 9 under. Seamus Power one shot further back. Now to soccer, where the Republic of Ireland squad are away to Georgia tonight as they continue to their bid to qualify for next year's FIFA Women's World Cup. Sweden have already secured the automatic qualification spot from Group A. Ireland sit third in the group this morning, 2 points behind second place Finland, who they play in September. Today is Ireland's game in hand. Georgia have lost all 6 of their games in the group without scoring a single goal. Ireland won 11-0 when the sides met in Tala in November. It's crucial for Ireland to try and finish second and secure a playoff. And confidence is justifiably high within the squad due to recent results, according to former international Mary Curtin.
Ireland just have that confidence now. They have, I suppose, recent results with, you know, the friendly against Australia, the draw with Sweden, have given this group such a lift. There's a great group of players there available to Vera. There's an unbelievable squad. I think the best we've ever had. I suppose they're playing the highest level we've had. Influential players for their club teams, a lot in England, in particular in Germany, and that. So we're in a really, really good place. I do think we'll finish second in the group. And good times for Irish women's soccer.
Just what might on the face of it appear to be a minor thing, but we look at this situation. The squad have been in Turkey for a 2-week training camp, a charter flight then to bring them to Tbilisi. Women's National League clubs releasing players in order to allow them to have increased time in the national squad. Now, that would be the norm on a lot of levels, but that marks such a seismic change in the support structure that exists around the national side. And that's to be welcomed, and that's what's required if we're to qualify and end our drought of qualifying for a major tournament.
For sure, and even you look at more things. I mean, the fact that we're able to take away such a large squad of players as well, that wasn't the case before. We've never had such long preparations like that. I mean, two weeks is a really good space of time to work on. They would have had a chance to have a couple of 11v11s in there. You know, the Philippines game would have been an excellent test as well. They're already qualified for the World Cup. And so they had a good test there the other day, a chance to have a look at a couple of new players there. A two-week window to work with these players is substantial, and it will really, really stand to them.
Yeah, and qualification for the World Cup will be massive for the sport in the country. Coverage of that game this evening on RTÉ2 television. It's also live on RTÉ Radio 1 Extra, which is available on the RTÉ Radio Player app, also online or via Serviu. The National Track and Field Championships concluded in Santry yesterday. Tom Barr won his 10th national title with victory in the men's 400 metres hurdles. Rashida Adeleke had just 1/100th of a second to spare over Molly Scott in the women's 100 metres. The Paddy Toomey-trained La Petite Coco took victory in the feature Group 1 won Pretty Polly Stakes at the Curra. Rory Townsend won cycling senior men's Irish Road Race Championship in Kanturk, and Ireland suffered a 7-wicket defeat to India in Malahide in the first of 2 T20 internationals. The sides will meet again tomorrow. And sports updates available as always on the RTÉ News app and also the RTÉ Sport website.